Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf chavav. We're holding at the Mishnah at the top of daf chavav. Just one short correction. Yesterday, when we were learning the Gemara right above the Mishnah, we spoke about a situation about what happens if you had a bunch of ganovim, and those ganovim, unfortunately, why don't we just learn the Gemara quickly so that I'll show you where the correction is. Starting with the bottom line of Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Rav Menashe Hava Ozel Beit Torsa. Rav Menashe was traveling to Beit Torsa. You'll recall the Gemara gave an Eitzah yesterday that if a person is traveling, then if you're concerned about an Oved Kochavim, a pagan who is traveling with you, or if you're concerned about Listim or Ganovim, and the person asks you, hey, where are you going? Don't tell him the actual place where you're going, but rather be marchev es haderech. Tell him you're going 10 miles, 20 miles, 50 miles further, because that person, chas v'shalom, might be waiting in ambush when you arrive at your destination. So therefore, don't tell him where you're really going. Tell him a false place where you're going, so that if that person is waiting in ambush, he's going to wait in vain, because you're not going to get there. So if more at the top said that in person, that Rav Menashe was traveling to Beit Torsa, Pogu Beit Ganvi, a whole bunch of Ganovim were unfortunately on the same bus, on the same train, in the same caravan. And Omrulei, L'an Kazlis, hey Rabbi, where are you going? So instead of telling the Beit Torsa, Omulhem L'Pumpadisa, much further away in Pumpadisa. It doesn't say how much further, but it was a further destination. Kimotel L'Beit Torsa, when he, Rav Menashe, arrived at Beit Torsa, in other words, the caravan or the train or the bus was making a number of stops. When he got to Beit Torsa, he got off. And the Ganovim apparently were sleeping, or they were on a different caravan. Anyway, Parish, he left. Omrulei, after that, the Ganovim went to Pumbedisa. They didn't find him there. They were, of course, very disappointed, because they assumed that this was going to be a good korban, a good victim for themselves. Ultimately, they met up with Rav Menashe sometime later, and Omrulei, they said, Talmid Yehuda Ramoat, are you a Talmud of the famous Ramai Yehuda, referring to Rav Yehuda, who was one of the great Amiroim that we come across all the time in Shas, Talmud of Rav, Talmud of Shmuel, and they called him, are you the son, not the son, are you a Talmud of the famous Ramai, that master of deception, Rav Yehuda? Rav Menashe, of course, was very, very insulted and offended by that. Not only was it a personal offense, it was offense of his Rebbe, Rav Yehuda. Amalahu, and he said to them, Yedisulei, you know Rav Yehuda, my great Rebbe? Hey Rava, Yehiratzoi, Leheva, no, Inchi B'Shamte. All of you guys should be in Chayrim for the offensive words that you said about Rav Yehuda. This Chayrim worked very, very well, to the point that Azlu, Ovdu, Genevasa, Esther, Vitarchin, Shinin, Vlei Atzlechu. They continued their Genevis for the next 22 years, and they were not Matzliach. Ganovim, as you know, are burglars. They're not Gazlonim, they're Ganovim. And so therefore, they're constantly trying to break into homes at night. For 22 years, they tried to break in, and either they couldn't get in, or they got in and they found there was no money there, or they couldn't find the jewelry. They were not Matzliach. Eventually, they realized it's because of Rav Menashe's Chayrim. Kim de Chazu, when they realized why they were no longer Matzliach, Asukulu, Tavu Shamtai, all of them came to Rav Menashe to go, and you see that the Bach adds a word, Tavu, the Lishri Shamtai. They came back to him and asked him, could you please, after 22 years, finally release us from that Chayrim? Vahava Behu Chad Girdeno, there was one Orek, one weaver, says Rashi, Asa Lishri Yashamte. He didn't bother to come to Rav Menashe to ask him for a heter of this Shamta of the Chayr. And what happened? Achli Arya. He got his deserving punishment, that after he continued working or walking or Genevis, whatever it was, an Ari came and ate him up. Hainu Diam Inchi, that's what people have an expression, Girdana, to Loi Taizon Shosa Batzer Mishone. A girdna, again, is a weaver. The loitaizon. What means loitaizon? That does not act with a certain degree of busha, but rather acts in a brazen manner. Rashi says, "Ein li boishes panim." So yesterday, when we were learning the Gemara, I said, "Kirdan dloi taizan," that he was an onav, because that's how Rashi begins. "Karn dloi taizan," that he was an onav. That was not correct. It's the other way around. It's "Karn dloi taizan," that he was not an onav. To the contrary, "Stam garden ein li boishes panim." He has no busha. He's a person who is a machutzif, a brazen and brash individual. So any type of girna dloitaisen, that brazen gardener weaver, he acts with in a very brazen manner like he did over here. All the other ganovim realized we have to be matir the chayrim, and he said to heaven with Rav Menashe and Rabbi Yehuda, he wasn't interested. So guess what happened? Shasa batzer mishana, the expression is, he's going to lose a year from his years that had been allocated to him originally in life. So therefore, you learn from this Gemara, don't be brazen, don't be a machitzif, don't be a balgava, don't be haughty and arrogant. Go, when you see everybody else going to be matar the cherem, stand in line with everybody else. Then the Gemara concluded. Yeah. Well, the Gemara doesn't tell us the full story, but presumably when he came to Rav Menashe, Rav Menashe asked him, "Are you willing to do tshuva?" And presumably they said, "Yes, yes. It took us 22 years to learn our lesson, but we've learned our lesson, and we will now cease and desist from stealing." Because I'm assuming if they're going to continue to be ganovim, Rav Menashe said, "Chevra, get out of here. Wait until you do tshuva and come back again." But the Gemara doesn't go into those details. All the Gemara was trying to illustrate is this halacha, that if you suspect that your co-passengers are going to ambush you wherever you're going to end off in your destination, so don't tell them the true destination. Go and tell them, if you will, a white lie, because it'd be called nefesh. You're afraid of, well, who knows what these ganovim and listim are going to do to you. Finally, the Gemara said, "Chazima ben ganvi bava v'list in Eretz Yisrael." We had told an earlier story yesterday about the Tamida Rabbi Akiva, and there we were talking about listim. Listim are gangsters, bandits, which are considered to be much, much more evil than ganovim. And these listim, however, were in Eretz Yisrael, and the ganovim were in Bavel. Says the Gemara, look at the difference between the listim and Eretz Yisrael. Even though these are gangsters and bandits, when they found out that the Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva, they benched them. Remember two lines on the bottom of the Amud, they said, "Oh, you're Rabbi Akiva, Anshe Ashrei, Rabbi Akiva Talmidav. How merited and how praiseworthy is Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, Shlei Pogba and Odom, Rami Oilam, that they had the smarts to say that they're going to Akoy instead of Kaziv. And as a result, no harm befell any of you. Ashrei, ah, Voil, how wonderful it is for you. Mashenki, these Ganovim, they were in Bavel, although they were not, list them, triple A criminals, only triple Z criminals. They were only Ganovim, burglars at night when everybody is sleeping. But look how brazenly they spoke, that they said about Rav Menashe, oh, you're a Talmud of that famous Rami, of that deceiver, the master of deception, Yehuda. They spoke in such a machutzavdik way, and that's why they got their 22-year chayr. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael leTiyaledes Avedes Kechavim Neishem Yaledes Ben Lavoides Kechavim Avol Avedes Kechavim Yaledes Bas Yisrael. Our Mishnah tells us two halachas. Halacha number one is you have the relationship between a Bas Yisrael and Avedes Kechavim, where the Bas Yisrael is the Mialedes. Now, when you start off and you start learning this Mishnah, you say, I can't believe that that's what it says in the Mishnah, that a Bas Yisrael is not allowed to assist in being a Mialedes. Mialedes, of course, we know from the Heilige Torah, from Parshas Shemois. We had the Mialdois, who were Shifra and Pua, otherwise known as Miriam and Yecheved, Yecheved and Miriam, that they were the Mialdois, the midwives. We don't have, in modern countries, we don't even have the concept of midwives, maybe in certain places, but mostly people go to the hospital and they rely on the doctors and the nurses. Okay, so then I apologize. Barry, I apologize to your daughter and to all of her friends that, in fact, do use midwives. That's really wonderful. I'm very happy to hear that that old custom has now, Baruch Hashem, become renewed and reinvigorated. Okay, very good. So, Baruch Hashem, there are now miyaldos. So now we have... I'm sorry. Aha, okay, so Baruch Hashem, this is a new wave, which is not so new after all, that they're now midwives. Okay, Baruch Hashem. But now, who is giving birth? So the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about the Oyvedes Kechavim. Oyvedes Kechavim is not to be confused with a goita, a regular Gentile woman, because today, as we'll see in the Gemara, Avada, every Bas Yisrael, if she is called to go and be a mialedes for an evedes kechom, for a Gentile woman, avada she has to, and the reason is, nay, Eva is because of potential enmity. This is one of the heterim for the Hatzolah to go and help out not only Jews, but also Gentiles, because if a Hatzolah would say, I cannot go and help out a Gentile for whatever reason, we'll talk later about Shabbos and Yontif and things of that nature, then the next day there's going to be a headline in the New York Post saying, Jews refuse to help out Gentiles, and within 12 hours, the whole Hatzolah can go and close up shop. And so therefore, of course, nowadays, these halachas don't apply. But what the Mishnah is referring to, the Avedis Chichovim of yesteryear, that she would give birth to a baby, and that baby would be a pagan that would worship idols, that would go and worship Buddha, and things of that nature. And therefore, if you are a Jewish Mialedis, what happens is you are helping give birth to a future idol worshiper. Says the Mishnah, don't do it. Bas Yisrael loy tiyalev v'chachavim. She should not help out of Avedes Chachavim. Nishim yaled is ben l'avodas chachavim, because she's giving birth to someone who's going to worship idols. So in a sense, you're the facilitator of that worship of Avodah Zarah. Chas v'sholem, stay away. Don't have anything to do with it. A doula. Oh, wonderful. So what does a doula do? A nurse. She's a mashkiach al gaba. Aha. A cheerleader. Okay. All right. Okay, beautiful. But the Mishnah continues. Av levedes kechavim mialedes bas Yisrael. A idol worshipper mialedes is allowed to help out of bas Yisrael. So you're wondering to yourself, what's wrong? Everything is fine. We'll see in Miachim in the Gemara, in the times of the Mishnah, there was a problem of Shvichas Domim, that Chas V'Sholem, we were concerned that the Goyishim midwives, what would they do? They would kill the child on birth, or even before the baby's head emerged from the womb, they would give Akvetch, and Chas V'Sholem go and kill them. We're going to see that shortly in the Gemara. Says our Mishnah, it's okay. You can let the Avedis Chachamim, you let his Bas Yisrael. But you'll see in Miat Hashem in the Gemara shortly, that's only if Acheirois Oimdois Al Gaba, that there are other Jewish women that are standing there, like you said before, Shlomo, doulas, other women, other nurses standing there, to make sure that this Goyishim Yaledis doesn't go and Chas V'Sholem kill the baby. That's the only heter that the Gemara gives, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Now, this distinction that we just made between a Bas Yisrael being a Mialedes as Avedes Chachavim and Avedes Chachavim Mialedes Bas Yisrael, the Mishnah repeats it not in connection with Mialedes, but in connection with a wet nurse, with a baby nurse. That what? Says the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael loitonik b'noshel Avedes Chachavim. What happens if a pagan woman gave birth to a baby and for some reason she cannot nurse the baby? Now you have to go and call a professional wet nurse, just like we find in the Torah, but Paroi, after they found Moshe Rabbeinu in the basket on the water. No, we need a Mialedes. And of course, Miriam came to the scene and she said, no problem, I'll find you Mialedes. And she brought the natural mother of Moshe Rabbeinu of Yechevet, who is the Meinika. We don't need a Mialedes, we need a Meinika. So she brought the wet nurse. So Bas Yisrael is not allowed to do it, just like she's not allowed to assist in the labor and in the birth. She's now let assist in nursing. But a goita is allowed to be meinik b'noshel Yisrael. Now notice the Mishnah adds the word birshusa. Birshusa means not in the rishus of the Oyvedes Chicham, in the rishus of the Yisrael, meaning of the Mami. Why is that permissible? Says Rashi, because if you're doing it in the Mami's house, she and other women are around, again, to be mashkichim, to be doulas, to make sure that this mialetis, not this mialetis, this meinika is not going to chas v'sholem kill the baby. So it's got to be shusa in the shus of the Israelis. But chulila, says Rashi, don't give this baby over to Beit Chum, that she should take him home to her house, because chas v'sholem, she's going to call up the next day and say, I'm so sorry, the baby died, and it's tragic, and I'll pay for the levaya. Therefore, says the Mishnah, the Avedes Chacham can only be Meinika if it's Brishus Yisrael. Now, what we just learned, Bekitzur, the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa now that's going to expand on this. Zokt the Braisa. Tuni Rabbanan. Pas Yisrael leki yalad es Avedes Chacham and nishim eledes ben Avedes Chacham. Notice that this part of the Braisa is almost word for word the same as the Reisha of the Mishnah. And here there's no Machlaikis. Everybody agrees. Pas Yisrael leki yalad. Period. Full stop. Now, on the next halacha, the reverse. The Avedes Chachamim lo tiyaled es bas Yisrael. Nishachashudin al shvichas damim divir emeir. This is contrary to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, Avedes Chachamim miyaled es bas Yisrael. It's okay. Says Remeir, you can stand on your head. No. Don't let an Avedes Chachamim be miyaled bas Yisrael. Because we're worried about Shvichas Damim, she's going to kill the baby. How is she going to kill the baby? The Gemara is going to describe that in another two, three lines. Divrei Mei. Chachamim Oimrim. The Chachamim are the same as our Mishnah. That Avedes Chacham Mialedes is Bas Yisrael. Yes, yes. She can be Mialedes. When? Bezman Shacheirois Oimdois Al Gaba Avloi Beino Lebeino. So even though these words are missing in our Mishnah, the Mefarshim say that's the pshat in the Mishnah. When it says on the third line, Avedes Chacham Mialedes Bas Yisrael, it doesn't mean in a vacuum. You have to throw in Mialedes Bas Yisrael Bizman Shacheirois Oimdois Al Gaba, that there are the doulas that Shlomo was speaking about before, the Mashkichim, Mashkichos, who are standing there to make sure that you don't have a situation where Chas V'Sholem the Goyisha Mialedes is going to kill the Jewish child. If it's just the two of them, the Bas Yisrael and the Avedes Chachamim, you should tell the Avedes Chachamim, thank you, but no thanks. Please move on. I'm afraid, Chas V'Sholem, for the life of my child. So the Chum Matir, as long as you have Achiris Oimdais. Vremeir Oimer, no! Afel Achiris Oimdais al Gaben Namiloi. Why? You know what this Mialedis might do? She might take her hand and give a kvetch apusa. Apusa is the top of the head of a baby. In fact, we find this in Halacha, where it says that when you put your tefillin on your head, you're supposed to put it on that soft part, the front of the head, not on the meitzach. Unfortunately, some people don't know that. Don't put it on the forehead, you put it on the head itself. Where on the head? On that spot where the basar, or the roish of the tinnik, is very rach. That's the case that we're talking about. I'm sorry? The fontanelle. Oh, I thought that was the name of a hotel. But that's fine. On the fontanelle, on the top of the baby's head, where we put the tefillin, when a baby is born that is very, very thin and very, very weak, soft, if you ever look at these things and you get close to a little baby and you take a look, you can see sometimes it's kind of going up and down as if the heart is pumping. I'm sorry? The baby's breathing. Okay, very good. So that's on the fontanelle. Thank you, David, for helping us out on that. Anyway, so manchale yoda pusa, what she might do is give a kvetch over there, and guess what happens? The kotlei and shichas v'shom will kill the child. V'loi mischazi. And nobody will know the difference. Nobody will see. They'll just see the Nebuch, the baby, is dead. And the Gemara, Remeir, tells us, I will tell you a real-life case. What's a real-life case? Kehi Itza, there was a woman, the Omer Lechavita, that was arguing with her friend, and she figured, since she wants to go and curse her friend, she's going to give her a very, very bad name. So what did she say to her? She said, "Ah, you, Molda Yudiosa, Bas Molda Yudiosa, you that are Mialedes, the Jewish children, daughter of your mother that was already Mialedes, Jewish children, it's already in your arteries, in your veins, in your DNA. You're a bad person." Amrullah, so she said back to her, "You have no idea what I've been doing all these years when I've been Mialedes, the Jewish children. Nefishin bishta dahi itza." Bishta means bad things. Nefishin, many bad things should happen to itza, to you, meaning the one that originally cursed her and said, "Oh, you're the Jewish Mialedes, you're helping out Mialedes Jewish women. You know how many bad things should happen to you?" Now the Gemara leaves out a couple of words. Bad things should happen to you. The number of children that I've already killed over the years, that the kameshpilna minayu dama, I've killed so many Jewish children that the blood is flowing ki ufya dinahara, like you find the bubbles, you find the foam on top of the rivers. When rivers are going very rapidly, you see in the rapids a lot of such bubbles. You know how many bubbles there are? That's the number of Jewish children that I've killed over the years. So instead of cursing me and saying, you're the one that helps out the Jewish Mialdois, you should give me the Nobel Peace Prize for how many pieces of Jewish children I have killed over the years. Says Rameir. So you see from that, that etak choshed al shvichas damim. Don't allow a Mialedes, an agoitet Mialed, a Jewish child, even if you have a whole bunch of other people standing around. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, Amalei, they said back to Rameir, Lohi, the truth is not like you. As long as there are other women standing around, I'm not concerned. But she was just defending her reputation, and the other one was saying, "Ah, you bad woman, you, they're helping out the Jewish Mialedes." So she said, "Oh, you have no idea how many children I already killed." Sinishtama, she didn't kill any children. She just said that to be able to defend her own dignity and her own reputation. So yes, Remei, it's a true story, but what that woman was saying just wasn't true. As long as you have a bunch of other women standing next to her, she's mirsis, she's not going to go and kill anybody. Okay, so that was the machloikis in the Reisha. We have the identical machloikis in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Now, we're not talking now about Mialedes, we're talking about Meinika. Is Dr. Mishnah Bas Yisrael, Loi Tonik, Bas Yisrael should not be the Meinika, should not be the wet nurse for the Goyisha woman. Why? Because Mialedes ben Levoidis Chachot. And once again, the Braisa repeats almost word for word our Mishnah. Toner Rabbanan Bas Yisrael, Loi Tonik, Benoshel Vedis Chom, Nineish Migaledes ben Levoidis Chachot. Through her actions, she's going to help in bringing up a future idol worshiper. Therefore, the price says, don't go and be the Meinika. There's no machloikis. That's the end of that shtickle. Now, the second part, which is again the second part of the Mishnah as well. What's the reason why? Remember, our Mishnah said, you can, be Meinika Bershusa. That's, as we'll see in a moment, the Rabbanan. Here we're talking Rameir. Just like Rameir said, don't allow under any circumstances an Oivedes Chichavim Mialedes Bas Yisrael. Again, Rameir is very firm. Don't allow an Oivedes Chichavim Leitonikes Benoshel Bas Yisrael Neshe Chashuda Al Shvichas Domen. Div Rameir. How is she going to kill the child through Meinika? We'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Azazuk Rameir is very, very definitive. Don't allow it. V'chom Oimrim, yes, you can. Oivedes Chom Meinika Espinoshel Bas Yisrael. But once again, like we said in the Reish of the Braisa, Bizman Shacheris Oindis Al Gaba, if there are other women standing nearby who are acting like the doulas, acting like the mashgichois, then it's permissible. Avaloi Beinoi Le Beino. But not if it's a private situation between just the Ernest, maybe it should be Beino Lebeino. That's what we had in the previous part of the price, right? Beino Lebeino. Chayit should be here too, of Beino Lebeino. Unless, of course, we're talking about the child. Anyway, the previous was Mialedes. The two women was the woman that's giving birth. Mialedes was the Goiter. Here we're talking, or the other way around. But here we're talking about Beino Lebeino. We're talking about the wet nurse together with the baby. So therefore, it's saying, "Avedes Chav Meinikas Beino Shabbas Yisrael." As long as there are other people standing around, other women, Avle Beino Lebeino. But not if it's just a private situation. This goita with this child, don't allow it because of potential shvichas dam. So again, that second part of the Mishnah is the Chachamim who are speaking. And here in the Mishnah we have a shtikul remez, because the Avedes Chachamim Meinikah B'nai Shei Yisrael, Birshusa. What means Birshusa, said Rashi, in the Rishus of the Israelis. Why? Because that means presumably the mommy is around and other women are around, but not if it's in the home of the Goita, because if it's the home of the Goita, they're all by themselves, and Chas HaShem, she can go and kill the baby. Reb Meir Oimer, Afil Achiris Oindus Al Gaba, Nami, don't allow it. Why? Nami Loi. Zimim Dishayifa Lei Sama Ledami Avroi Vekot Lelei. Ah, now the Gemara is giving us the secret. How can you have Shvichasam? Shvichasam Legabi Dimi Aledes Vishteich Doch, that the baby either still in the womb, or as the baby's coming out of the womb, the Mieletis will give a kvetch there on the, what was that fancy word? The fontanelle, shkoyach. And then instead of this child growing to be a fountain of wisdom, he's going to become Nebuch, a dead fontanelle, and that's going to be the end of him. That's why it's awesome. What's the problem with the Menika? Menika's even worse. Why is it even worse? As we'll see in the Gemara, because this woman, before she comes on the scene, she got a telephone call from the mother saying, unfortunately, I have no milk. Could you please come over and be Meinika? So what she does, before she gets dressed, she's going to go and smear on her chest a sam, a poison, so that when the baby is going to start sucking from her chest, what's going to happen is the baby is going to take in the poison, the katlalei, and the child is going to die. And the Gemara considers that to be much worse than the case of the Mialedes. Why is that much worse? Because in the case of Mialedes, as long as everybody's looking very, very carefully, they'll see where the Mialedes puts her fingers to make sure not to go and touch the fontanelle. Masha Enkein, the Gabi, the case of the midwife, not the midwife, the Menika, the wet nurse, you can have 100 women standing around, but they don't see that when she was still home before she put on her clothes, she went and smeared herself with this poison. So she looks, you know, totally normal. She's not playing with her fingers, not doing anything wrong. All you see that she's allowing the baby to go and nurse. They don't realize that the baby's nursing. Poison. So the fact that you have 100 women standing around is lemale v'loy moyed. So bottom line is, we have a double machloikis. One machloikis between the man and the chachamim legabe, allowing Avedes Chechavim to be a Mialedes. And the second machloikis is with allowed Avedes Chechavim to be the Meinika. Frank Dimoro Tricho, what do I have to both cases? So more very simple. The Ashwin Mialedes, but he came here upon the Sharitli Efsher, Mishum da Cheros, Royois Oisa. Maybe only the case of Mialedes, the Chachoma Matir, because the other women can snoop around and see what the Mialedes is doing. And they'll see whether she kvetches in the mokum of the fontanelle or not. Av meinika, the efshe the shayfale samlet dad, me avroi means from the outside, number one, of her chest, but number two, outside before she even comes into the home of the Jewish mommy that gave birth to this baby, the kalule. And as a result, Chas HaShem, she's going to kill the child. I would think, in such a case, since really nobody can tell that there is poison on herself, and so therefore maybe they would agree with Ramey, this is mamish asofik shvichas damim, and they would say it's prohibited. So I might have thought, kamash mula viashmini menika, would only say the case of menika. But he come Ramey. That's why Ramey is so strange, and he says the aser mishum deshayfali desam ledad meyafroi v'katulei. Like we just said, and nobody is the wiser, nobody knows. There I would say she's Mirza, she's scared to do anything wrong because there's so many other women standing by watching what's going on. Maybe they agreed to Rabbanan that there is no concern of Shvichas Dam. Tzricha, they have to have both cases, the case of Mialedis and the case of the Menika. And with this, we've concluded the shtickle. And now we're going to start with Rav Yosef. And we're going to have a number of memories of Rav Yosef. As you'll see, they're all related and they're all a bit of a progression. So first we ask Akash, or a minute. I have a brisa. And the brisa, for the first time, instead of referring to a Bas Yisrael, we refer to a Yehudis, which of course is just a synonym for Bas Yisrael. So Yehudis, a Jewish woman, Mialedes Oivedes Kechavim Bischar, Avaloi Bechinam. She can go and do it if she's getting paid, but she should not do it for Chinam, for free. 1 second! Didn't we say in our Mishnah, it's absolutely prohibited? There's no machloikis lagabe a Yehudis. The whole machloikis lagabe yevedes kechavim being mialedes. And the whole machloikis was, am I choshesh for shvichas dama manat? But by Bas Yisrael, lo tiyalid, misham ledes ben levedes kechavim. So what's there to talk about? She is helping that the church should have a new member, a new person who's going to worship the idols in years to come, a new person who's going to pull down his pants for the pa'ar and do the avoid of the Baal Pa'ar, or a new kid that's going to learn how to throw stocks, throw rocks, not only at Jews, but also at his own idols. He'll be an idol worshiper by throwing stones and throwing rocks. So you're not allowed to do that, because you may let us bang the avoid of. Yet it says in the price that for money you can do it. So it's a kesem matar mamzedim. Just because money is money, does that mean, okay, so forget about the surim, take money. What's going on? Rav Yosef bischar shori mishum eva. This is what we started speaking about at the outset of the shir, that if this mialedis is doing it for free, says Rashi, she can go and say to the oivedes kechavim, I'd love to come over and help you out, but I have to tell you, I have another job, or I'm doing something else, and, you know, we're at the brink of poverty. I don't have enough money to go and put money on the table for put food on the table for breakfast, lunch, and supper. So, I just can't. So therefore, I have to go to somewhere else to either be a mialedes or to do computer work or to do babysitting or whatever this Yehudis, this mialedes, does. However, if it's bischar, so then she doesn't have that teret. And therefore, the Veres Chacham can say, ha, ha, ha. You go and you mialed. I see everybody knows you have a great reputation of being mialedes of Jewish kids, but of Goyish kids, Gentile kids, you refuse. So there's going to be a lot of sinna, a lot of eva. Therefore, it's mutter. That was Rav Yosef's text. So now, sort of Rav Yosef lemaimus. Rav Yosef figured that. I'm sorry. What did you say? No, nothing happened. We're going to have a 3 or 4 sub of Yosef Lemeimar to try to get used to it. Sub of Yosef Lemeimar. Ailude Ayvedes Chacham b'Shabbat b'Schar Shori Mishem Eva. Rav Yosef felt, since he gave this successful teret, b'Schar Shori Mishem Eva, maybe we can go one step further, even on Shabbos, if she is called by the Jewish women, please come over, everybody knows you're a great Mialedes, help out, go a Mialedes Ayvedes Chichovim, that you're allowed to do this Mishabbos, bischar, because if you're not going to do it, then people are going to go and say, this non-Jewish woman was giving birth, and the Jewish Mialedes refused to help, we would think, Shari Mishum Eva, Amalei Abaya, this is the Abaya that you were talking about before, Amalei Abaya, Yochel Ameimela, Didon Dimitri Shabbat Michalinan Alayu, Didchud Limitri Shabbat Aloy Michalinan. What is Abaya's teretz? Abaya's teretz is the reason of Eva is very, very strong. But if you can find any other excuse or motive or motivation to go and excuse yourself, then you cannot rely on this heter of Eva. So give me an example of an excuse to get out of the situation. So there's another Gemara Masechet Shabbos that says the Shomer Bnei Yisrael Shabbos La Sois Es Shabbos LeDeirois Bris Oilam. What type of thing? Shomer Bnei Yisrael Shabbos. Klal Yisrael should all keep and guard and fulfill Shabbos. Why? La Sois Es Shabbos LeDeirois, that they should do other Shabbos Sois. Darshin Gemara Masechet Shabbos. If chas v'sholom, a person has pikuach nefesh, are you allowed to go and be mevatel Shabbos? And the Gemara says yes. How can you mevatel Shabbos? After all, Shabbos is keneged kol ha'tayra kula, and when it comes to the other three aveiros, the three cardinal sins, avodah zarah, shvichas tumim, gili arayos, pikuach nefesh doesn't do the trick. You have to be yehari v'aliyavar. Why don't you say the same thing legabi Shabbos? So Gemara darshins from this pusik, chalel olav Shabbos achas. Be mechal this Shabbos, not really being mechal, but being oyven hilchah Shabbos b'kuch nafesh, so that this soul, so this yid, should be able to be showing me Shabbos for many years to come. Ah, zokti mora, this is what the Jewish meyaledes can go and say to Avodah Zarah. Didon dimintri Shabbat, I'm not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. You know I'm a Sabbath observer. I'm not a 24/7. I'm a 24/6. If this would be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'd be the first person I'd run over to help you be miyaled your child. However, Shabbos, I cannot do it. Ah, you see that I'm doing it for Jewish women because of this drasha. Shamanei Yisrael Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Heiliga Torah says I'm allowed to do it for a Jewish woman. Why? Be mechal this Shabbos, kidei shetishma Shabbos Harbe. Because this woman and this child, amit shem going to be showing the Shabbos for many years to come. But you happen to be a Gentile, you're not going to be a Shomer Shabbos. I'm not asking you to be a Shomer Shabbos. After all, Akim Shishomer Chayim Nisa. So don't be Mechal Shabbos. Don't be Shomer Shabbos. But Lamasa, because of that, I'm not able to be Mechal El Shabbos. So that's what Abayi says. Yochel Mei Malah, she can go and tell the mother of this child, Didon, Unzra meaning our Jewish women, the Mintra Shabbata that are Shemeres Shabbos, Mechalin Alayim, allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Didchu, your women, the Le Mintra Shabbata, you don't keep Shabbos, and Mechalin, I'm not able to go and be Mechal on your behalf. So that was one discussion. Again, Sefer of Yosef Lemeimar, Anuki Bischar Shori Mishem Eva, that you should be able to go and be Meinik Bischar. What means Meinik Bischar? We said at the end of the Mishnah, the Bas Yisrael loy tonic benosha ladies come. She's not allowed to beat the wet nurse. But I thought that for money you can. Why Mishim Eva? Because otherwise they'll say, oh, you go and help out Jewish women. Why don't you help out Goyish women? So there's going to be enmity. But that's only the Bischar, like Rashi said before, because it's Bechinam, the Jewish women can go and say, what do you want from me? I have another job and this is Bechinam. I'm not getting any money and I have to put bread on the table. So, Amalei Abayi says, no. Even bischar, it's osir. Yochel Meimish, you can go and say, I penuya he, if the wet nurse is a penuya, you think to yourself, she's a penuya, how would she have milk? But number one, bear in mind that you could be talking about an almana or a grusha. So the word penuya doesn't necessarily mean a young girl. It could be a lady that was married and had children or has children and therefore has milk. It could also be penuya, then unfortunately she erred and she's living with someone, or she lived with someone and she had a child, a miscarriage, whatever it is. But bottom line is, even if she's a penuya, and normally she is a mialetis, she can go and say, Be'inalin tsuve, I want to get married. And if I'm going to act as a wet nurse, that's going to go and mar my appearance. As the art scroll brings from one of the svarim, that a girl that is nursing, that causes it's going to be difficult for her to marry because of the fact that it's going to mar her physical appearance. Eishesish, and if you're talking about that she's a married lady, loy, also I cannot, why could come mizdahamna ba'api gavra. Gavra means over here, my husband. The word mizdahamna is from a lotion of zoyama. Zoya means either a bad smell or because of shmutz. Meaning that any woman that is going and nursing, by definition, number one, there'll be a certain smell from the milk and the milking process. And number two, there are always a couple of drops that are going to spill from the nursing onto her dress, onto her whatever she's wearing. And therefore, every time she's going to come home, the husband will say, once again, ay, kims tacharad, it's a schmutzik, it'll be terrible. V'chari, the same thing would apply to a mialetis for yidness. How is that a good teres? Remember, we're trying to give an excuse why I work for the Jewish women, why I'm not being meinika for the non-Jewish women. So it could be that we're talking about by the penuya. The penuya says, I can do one a month. that is not going to really cause terrible changes to my appearance. But if I'm going to do multiple children, oy, that's going to be a problem because of my physical appearance. Could be the Gabi Eishes Ish, if she's only being the Menika for one child, so she quickly she'll change her clothing, or she'll wash the clothing quickly, take away any flecken, any spots. But if you're doing multiple Menikois, then each time the more and more it drops, and the more and more flecken, more spots, so she can't do it. Anyway, so therefore says Abaye, if you have an excuse, then Eva goes away. And once again, and now we leave the case of the Mialedis and the Menika, but we go on to another situation. Hadesanya, we have a price. If you have either the idol worshippers, or you're talking about Roy Behemet Daka, who are all choshed on Gezela, because they would go and be Roy of their Behemois, Besodois Acherim, Loimalin Veloimarin means that if they fell into a bar, don't have the duty to go and extricate them from the bar, but you don't have the right to throw them into the bar. In other words, these are bad guys, so if they happen to be Mesakana, don't pull them out. Let Hashem do whatever Hashem does under these circumstances, but you're not allowed to kill them, so don't throw them in. So once again, that if he's getting paid, what happens if there's a paid first responder, this is a paid fireman, this is a paid policeman, and one of their jobs is to go and save people when they happen to be deep into a bar. So if he's getting paid for it, I would think that that'd be permissible. Otherwise, it'd be Eva. You're helping out Jews to go and get out of the situation. Why are you not helping out the Gentiles? And again, Omele Abaye. Yocholoi Melei Koi Bri Aigra Inami Nekita Li Zimna Lebei Davar. What does that mean? Once again, Abaye says, as long as you have some sort of excuse, then you have no excuse to go and do this malin bischai. What excuse is there? You tell someone, oh, Jones is in the bottom of the bar. Schnell, help him out, because otherwise he's not going to survive. Oi, I'd love to help him, but you didn't hear. I just got a call that my son is on the top of a roof, and unfortunately, he's about chas v'shalom to fall off the roof. There's not a good ma'aka on the roof, and he's playing there at the edge of the roof, and they told me, run over Shnell, because chas v'shalom Yankala may fall off. So I'm sorry, I'd like to help out Jones, but I got to go to my son, to Yankala. Or he can go and say, I have a zimna lebeidavar. Beidavar doesn't mean doar over here, we don't mean post office. Davar means that I have an appointment with the government authorities. We don't know exactly what the appointment was, but apparently it was something that was financial. He had a financial stake in it. Maybe he was looking to go and get a tax abatement. Maybe he wanted to go and get a permit under the zoning laws, or whatever it was. But I have an important appointment, and it's going to have a financial impact on me. Look at the last Rashi. Nikitali Zimna Lebei Davar, Hashiltoi, the government, Kovali's man, Liyom Vad, for an appointment for today. I'm not going to go. Yes, I'm going to get schar in extricating Jones out of the bar, but you know how much I'm going to lose? I'm expecting on this appointment to go and get a permit to go and build a multi-floor new residence, and or to get an abatement on tax or whatever it happens to be. So I just can't. I'm very sorry. You know, tell Jones to hold out there for another hour or two. I'm coming back, but I can't do it at this moment. So if you have any type of excuse like that, you don't have the heter mishum eva. Talk to more about it. Tani Rabavo kami Rabbi Yochanan. Oiv dikacham v'roi behem etaka, loy malin v'loy mayrin. We just repeated what we said a moment ago. A regular Gentile idol worshiper, or roi behem etaka, you're not allowed to go and pull him, not you're not. The more in the havim in the holds loy malin, there's no chiev to help him pull him out. Loy mayrin, but don't throw him in. However, Aval Haminim, Vamesoiras, Vamomrem, Maridin Veloy Malin, these three categories you're allowed to throw him into the bar. Not only is there a din Loy Malin, but you're allowed to be Moidin Lechatchil. What exactly is a min, and what exactly is a mummer, we'll see in greater detail. But at the moment, just for what we need now for the Havamina, the top line of Rashi says, Minim are Koimrin Lavoidis Chechovim, talking about Galochim, the priests for the Avodah Zarah. And again, we don't mean necessarily in a Christian priest. It could be those that were in charge of the Baal Peor, charge of the Markulius, charge of the idols, of the Buddha, of all the real McCoy. We've discussed in the past that min, said in Tzvarim, could mean mi anshe yeshu notri or mi talmidu yeshu notri. And perhaps that's what we're referring to early also, the Gospels, the early Christians. But it could be that it's just a borrowed term for purpose of our Gemara, that we're talking about the real McCoy, idol worshippers. And not just an idol worshipper himself, because that we said, an oiv de koichovim loy malin v'loy marid. But here we're talking about the instigators, we're talking about the koimren. Oh, that's a different story altogether. That those guys, marid v'loy malin. V'amesoyrois is referring to a moiser, as she says, a malshin, who goes to the government and says, my neighbor does not pay taxes, or my neighbor does this, X, Y, or Z, and then the government takes him and puts him in jail or kills him. So that's a malshin, which unfortunately over the generations we've had a bunch of such mesoyrois and malshinim. These are real bad guys, even by reading. The hamrumrim, exactly what a mummer is, once again, we'll see in the Gemara shortly. It is, a mummer is a Jew who is OTD, off the derech, and we'll soon see to what extent. These guys are marid v'lema. Amalei. So now, who said this halacha? This is Rabbi Avo, who said this in front of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said now to Rabbi Avo, Ani shoyne, I have another brice, another drash. It says in the Pasuk Aleph of the Torah Ora Shalim, V'chein tasa l'chamoyre, v'chein tasa l'chamoyre, v'chein tasa that's the din of a person has to return an aveda, right? A chazor is you have to return an aveda, a metziah, to whoever lost it. Now it says, lechol aveda sechicha. The rabbi says a mummer. The lechol is not modifying the aveda, but it's modifying the achicha. Any one of your brothers, even a brother who has erred, a mummer, rachmanu litzlan, OTD, you have to go and give him back his aveda. So you're telling me you have to give him back his aveda, but amris my reading. And in the same breath, you're saying after you give him back the aveda, then you're allowed to kill him and throw him into the bar. My reading means you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to put him into the bar. Does that make sense? If you're allowed to kill him, you have to go and return to him his clothing or any aveda that he lost. Says Yimara, you're 100% right. Sam mikan mumr. Go back to that original list and take out the word mumrim. Only but mumrim, no, you have to go and help him out, and you have to be malahim, or at least don't be moirid him, because what you just said now, madach, you can help him out with his aveda, then l'chor you have to help him out with his life, l'chor you have to be malahim. Frank, why didn't he give him a much easier terence? Leave the word mumrim in, and kamba mumr oichel nevelis latiom, and kamba mumr oichel nevelis lahachis. There's a distinction to be made by a mummer. Remember, a mummer means a Jew that unfortunately is a major sinner. But what is the reason why he's sinning? Is he eating nevelis l'tei avayin? In other words, he heard about that nevelis are more gishmak. Now, a nevela meat and shechita meat l'choira are basically the same. But you could be talking about lav davka nevela. Could be talking he wants to eat chazer. He wants to go and eat bacon l'mushel. I remember when I was a little kid, we living on the west side, was Yom Kippur morning, and we would go out to davening, and we smelled our next door neighbor, who had a very distinct Jewish name, similar to, wasn't Goldberg, but was very similar to that, as a real distinctive Jewish name. And as we were going to shul, we smelled through underneath the door how bacon was frying there in Nebuch, in that home on Yom Kippur. Rachmanu litzlan. Anyway, so that's why did the person do that? I'm sorry. I did not knock on the door. I just went further to shul because I didn't want to be late. I wanted Kodesh Baruch Hu to go and be mechaper on my. Let that Mr. Goldberg let him worry about his avers. I worried about my avers. But anyway, the proper point of all this is. Brother Shai, not for naught that they call you brother, because you try to always be melamed tzchus and everybody. Brother Shai is saying maybe this was a Gentile housekeeper that was doing the bacon, not for the Yidin. And her own hot plate, exactly right, which was toivled in a kosher mikveh, just to be on the safe side. Anyway, But bottom line is, says our Gemara, that, so I don't know why the next door neighbor was eating bacon. Was it lahachis? Chas v'shalom. Just, they like bacon. Grada, bacon smells very good. Hashem, I've never had the temptation to eat it, but at least the smell is good. So, the point of all this is that there are two types of mumrim. There's a mumr l'tiyavayim, because they like it, not because they chas v'shalom, they're angry at Kodesh Baruch Hu, but there's a mumr oichal aveis lahachis. Rashi gives an example. You go into a supermarket, and you have in front of you, in the same shelf, both kosher meat and non-kosher meat. And let's assume for our example that they're exactly the same price. So don't say that the reason he's buying the Nevela meat is because it's only a fraction of the price of the kosher meat. Let's assume that they happen to be the same price. That being the case, why does he buy the Nevela meat? It must be lahachis, because if he's doing it with teyovay, the Nevela meat and the kosher meat taste exactly the same. If you're talking about roast beef or pastrami, if anything, the Jewish people know how to do pastrami better than the goyim. So what's the reason why he's buying the roast beef? Muzach saying that he's doing it lahachis, because he said, I don't care about kashrus. I only care to go and do whatever I want. So Dr. Morris said, do a grace of chilek tvishin, a mumr oich levelis leti ovin lahachis. So maybe when it says in the braisa, that you go and give back the Aveda is talking about Nebuch Loyalaini, a yid that went off the derech, only Litiyavin, not because of Lahachis, because Litiyavin, it's easier to be a Bechal Shabbos than to be a Shomer Shabbos, but not because he's Lahachis. He likes to watch television, he likes to drive around on his Tesla on Shabbos, whatever it is, Litiyavin. Then give him back a word, Sechicha. That the other bright that said, my reading, so my lahachis, as Arusha Marisha, ich will nicht, I don't care. Chas v'shalom, he says all types of bad things about Kaviyuchel, the Rabbi Nishloilam, and about the Torah, Doisha. Oh, such a guy, Murim. Zokti Yimara, so why didn't we give that teret? We could have left in the word mumrim and said we're talking about a mumr who is lahachis. And for the Gemara, Kosovar, oichel nevelis lahachis, minhu, he considers a mummer who oich leves lahachis in the same category as a min. And the min we already had at the beginning of the braisa. That what? Avol haminin v'mesoidois. If you're telling me the mummer is a person who's oich leves lahachis, see, he's a min. So it was an afkimina. So that's the reason why he rather said, take out the word mummer altogether. Now, if you're wondering what practical distinction is there between a mummer and a min, so the Heidegger Rashi, we find a number of chilukim. One of the chilukim is a sefer Torah shekosvoy min. Look at the Rashi, the first narrow line, minhu, but tonal eresha minim. It already says minim at the beginning of the braisa. Why should I repeat it by saying mumrim? So Rashi become a dvarim atzinu chilik bein min lemumr, kigoyim, a sefer Torah shekosvoy min, person who's a min, who wrote a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah could be beautiful. Yei devart, yei deos, sheshayit, Pe'er Vahuda. If a min wrote it, you gotta burn it. Gonish me gonish. Go and burn it. Say the Torah shekos voy min. Udhuch in our case also the gabi meridin. That's a chilik between a min and a mummer. Min is taka meridin. A mummer is ein meridin because we took it out from that list as we said. Okay, since we started talking about mummer, the Gemara goes into this a little bit. Itmar. Mummer pligi bar of achim ravina. Chad omer t'yovein. Mummer. Lahachis minhava. If you're talking about a mummer, the definition of a mummer is a person who is a mummer litiyava. If you want to say a mummer lahachis, that's no longer called a mummer, that's called a min. Nafkimin lemusha legabi the sefer Torah and legabi moiridin or not. V'chanam afil lahachis nami mummer. Even if he's lahachis, he's also called a mummer. Ezomin. So how do you define the word min? So oivid avoida zara. What it means oivid avoida zara? That it's bad enough that this person chas v'shalom is machal shabbos, chas v'shalom eats nevelis and tarfis, and he is a bad guy. He never comes to davening. He never puts on tefillin. That's bad, bad, bad. But that's only called a mummer. If he's already oivid avoida zara, he's a member of the church and he goes and worships idols. Rachmona litzlan. Then he becomes a min. That's even worse than the mummer. My gemar just oivet avoid zara. What does it say? Your gemar. So you're saying, it says Elilim and Koychavim, Elilim and Koychavim? Okay, so I think that's basically the same. But Shkoyach for pointing that out, but talks about, it's interesting, the top Rashi said, not just he's Oyved Avoid Zara, he's a Kumrin Avoid Koychavim. Kumrin means a Galach. It means he's the leader. He's not just one of the members. He's the president of the church, and he leads the service, the mass, where they go and throw the stones at the Malkulias, or they go and defecate in front of the Pa'ar, etc. He's the ganze macher. Okay, anyway, we continue on. Freitimur Meisve. I have a braisa. Ochel parosh echad o yitush echad. What happens if a yit, Rachman Litzlan, he eats a parosh or a yitush? Yitush, we normally say today, is a mosquito. But in times of the Gemara, it could be a different type of flying insect, or maybe it was a cockroach, or whatever. We're talking about two things that a normal individual would never eat. If a person eats them, Harry's a mummer. Frey Timura, v'hochet al hachesu. He's certainly not doing with teyovai. Anybody in their right mind would go and eat a cockroach. Anybody in their right mind would go and eat a fly, an insect. You know, the person would have to be put into an insane asylum. So why is he eating the parish or the yitush? Because he knows it's not kosher, and he wants to be al hachesnik. And nevertheless, it says in the price, he's a mummer. It doesn't say he's a min. So bring a raya from this, that a mummer includes a mummer lahachis. Oktani mummer. Everything more hasim boy lemitim tamid isur. No. It could be that he is a oiver, he's a mummer, only teyovai. Why is he eating parish or the yitush? Because he says, I never tasted a parish yitush. It's very possible once I taste it, I'm going to spit it out, and then I'm going to quickly take some water to wash it down. But in the meantime, I never tasted it, so I have a type of everything. I've never tasted shikul chazer, never tasted this, never tasted it. I'm going to taste the parosh mita yitush. Amaman, mori navoli malin, sukti mora l'choyra, the avoli malin is unnecessary. Madach, you're telling me, mori, this person is so bad. Amin, and a malshin. You're allowed to throw him into the bar. V'shtay tzachim noy malin. If you're telling me you're allowed to go and kill him or cause his death, and certainly you don't have to help him out in bringing him out. Hashta achusi machsinen. Ma the chazal allow you to go and throw him in. Asuki mi boya. Does it have to say in the braisa, but you don't have to help him out? Of course you don't have to help him out. You're allowed to throw him in the first place. Omer v'yos b'chom ar b'vsheshet. Le'nitzu choshem hoysa ma'ala b'bor megarra. T'nokat li'elevi omer le'teichus chiyusa ilave. So the Gemara is going to give three terutim to this kasha. And all of the terutzim are basically the same. We learned until now, avalei malin means that there is no chiyuv, there's no obligation to be malahim. Rashi says, from this point on, le malin means a menichin lalois. If someone is trying to help him out, to pull him out, don't allow it. If you see a Jew that's trying to pull out the min or the malshin from the bar, we tell him, Mister, go into Bismedish and learn now the daf. Go and say tillim. Don't help this person out. Leave him in the bar. But how can you do something like that? So as we were in each case, we're going to find, quote unquote, an excuse for this bizarre behavior. What are the excuses? What happens if there is an indentation in the bar? The mala, like a step, so people should be able to go into the bar and come out of the bar on those steps. What he can do is, if one of these bad guys, the minim and the soyris, are on the bottom of the bar, megarra. Megarra means he can file it down, so that there's no longer a step to be able to be yoytze, to be mala from the bar. Why? He'll give an excuse. People are saying, hey, what are you doing, mister? The guy wants to come out of the bar. He said, do you see a room in a room? We're standing here next to the bar. But if you just look around, you see a whole bunch of behaimis and chayis ruas that are standing around. If we allow for the steps in the bar, one of those chayis may walk down the steps and attack the person down below. And he'll either go and kill him. That's why I want to prevent any of those chayis from entering to the bar. And that's why megarer, I am filing away these steps so nobody will be able to come down. No behaimim, no chayis will be coming down to endanger the person at the bottom of the bar. Rabbi Yosef Yamir Tavai, they give a similar case. That there was an Evan then. It was Mamishal Pia Bar, who was next to the Pia Bar. Mechasa. He can go and take that Evan and cover the bar. Hey, mister! Johnny Jones, who's down there, is not going to be able to come out of the bar. The reason why I'm doing it is, I have a bunch of chayas, a bunch of behemoth, that have to go from here to the next field across the street. And if they're going to walk over this bar, they're going to fall in. So I need to go and cover over the bar, both to protect the behemoth, as well as to go and protect Johnny Jones, who's down in the bar, who might get killed. So that's why I'm putting the Evan on top. Ravina Omar, Shema Yisula Misalkai. If there was a ladder leading down to the bottom of the bar, he pulls it out. That's the Loimalim. He doesn't allow anyone to help him out. He schleps out the ladder. People say, hey, what are you doing? You're taking out the ladder. Ya Omar, Ba'ina Lachuse, Bri Me'igra. Remember, you already had this on the Omer Aleph. My son is all the way there on the top of the roof, and I got to help him out. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to help him on the Umid Aleph, but I'm helping him on the Umid Beis by taking the Sulam to go and help him down from the Igra. So that's the new Taich in Avaloi Mal. Tan Rabban. Now we move on to Mila, Bris Mila. Yisrael Malas Oiv Gechavim L'Shem Ger, Balafuka L'Shem Morna D'Lahai. What does that mean? You have a Jewish Moyel, and you have a Gentile who wants to go and have a bris, because he lives in the Geyer's on, he wants to become a ger. So the Jews, of course, are allowed to help him out. In fact, the only one that can be malahim is a Jew. See, Yisrael, Malas Gechav L'Shem Ger. Lafuke, what does this come to exclude? L'Shem Morna D'Lahai. What happens if he has, says Rashi, worms, and those worms are in the atara of the gid, and this is considered to be very, very dangerous to the guy. And if those worms stay there, says Rashi, shuv einem moilid, it could take away his ability to be able to reproduce. Oh, so I might think, nu shnel, yiddish a moil, go and cut off that piece to go and remove the worms. No, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be mal, oivik chum for that purpose. And similarly, don't allow for the goy to be mal of the yid, because here shvichas damim doesn't mean necessarily to go and kill him, but he's going to be shoyfach dam. The Gemara is going to say in another few lines that means he's going to make him into a krus shavcha. This goy might go and take a sleight of hand and not just cut off the arla, but also cut off the atara or another piece of the gid, rachman l'slan, and leave this child Nebuch a chorus, a krus shufcha. Divremei. Oh, I'm very happy that you talked about Jewish doctors, because in Yetz Hashem we're going to talk about Jewish doctors in another few lines, as you'll see in Yetz Hashem and Igmar. V'chachomim oimrim, oivik chachomim malas Yisrael, bizman shachinim oimrim al gaboi, beinoi le beinoi loi. This is the same remain the chum that we had on the Amid Aleph, the same machloek as gabim yaledis, gabim the meinika. Now we're talking about a goyish moil. Oh, Remeir said, not under any circumstances. Remeir oimer, afilachirim oindem al gabi nami loy. The zim the matzle is sakina. The word matzli over here doesn't mean hatzola. Matzli may says Rashi means that he's going to hold it at a slant. That's why you're not allowed to allow it. And the chum says, as long as other people are standing around, it's okay, because they will make sure he's not going to play any funny business. And a mayor holds a goy is not allowed to be the moil. Or a minute, let me ask you a kasha. Here, she'ein ba roi fi Yisrael. What happens if there's no Jewish doctor? You see, Bill, I promised you we're going to talk about Jewish doctors. This city, there are no Jewish doctors. V'yesh ba roi fi kusi. There is a roi fi who's a kusi. V'roi fi v'chum. And a roi fi who's a goy. I have to go and mal my child. What do I do? Says the Braisa, says the Mishnah, Yimal Oiv Gechovim, Val Yimal Kusi, let the Goy do it and not the Kusi, Divremeh. And you say to yourself, how could that be? After all, Kusim are either Geri Emes or the Geri Arois, but at least it's a shtickel Ger. A Goy is that this Gentile worships idols. How could that be? So Rashi explains that since by Oiv Gechovim, Ein Milosa Lishem Oiv Gechovim, by the Goyim, by the star worshippers, they don't have any idol worshippers, they have no inyan in bris. They don't believe in bris. This is not. They might do it for physical reasons, but they don't do it for spiritual reasons. So you don't have to worry that he's going to go and give a bris to the Jewish child, and he's going to go and say, hocus pocus, yashka mashka. You're not going to do that, because he has no interest in it. That's not part of their religion. However, the kusim, we're talking about kusim bizman hazeh, in the times, of course, of the Gemara, where in later generations the Kusim unfortunately went to the top of Har Grizin, and they started worshipping a big idol in a Demus Yoina. From that point on, Chazal said, we no longer have this historic machloikis, Kusim Gearoyis, or Kusim Agere Emes. They're all Goyim Gemurim, because they worship idols. And since a Kusi lantach yobisal Torah, so I'm concerned about the Kusi, that he might go and when he does the bris, he'll have in mind for that Avodah Zarah, for that Demus Yoina. So therefore, don't allow for the Kusi to do the Mila, rather have the Goyish doctor do the Mila. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, just the opposite. What's the reason why? For the same reason we had Remeir before, because I'm concerned of Shvichas Domim, of being a Krus Shofcha. So don't allow a Goy to go and do the bris. So I have now a Kasha, or a Minu. Now what's the Kasha? Originally Remeir said, don't allow for a goyish moil to do the bris, because he might make him to Krus Shofcha. And now Reminu, in this place we said there were no Jewish doctors. Who should go and do the bris? Says Remeir, we should allow the Roife Oivin Kechavim. Didn't you say a moment ago the Oivin Kechavim, you can't allow him, because he matzli le sakina umashvele Krus Shofcha, stira Remeir and Remeir. Evdimar Eipach, switch it out. Remeir Oima Yimal Kusi, Veloy Oivik Chavim. The Kusi can do the Mila, but not an Oivik Chavim. Why not Oivik Chavim? Because he's choshed on making a Krus Shofcha. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, Oivik Chavim, Veloy Kusi. The Shvich Hazam, we explained before, that means the Krus Shofcha. He uses the expression Shvich Hazam. I mean, if you, Chas V'Shalom, sever a gid of a person, to my knowledge, he doesn't die. I mean, obviously, if he bleeds to death, it's a different story. But it's not necessarily a question of life and death. He won't be able to reproduce for the future, for sure. And make sure you put on a tourniquet or something else to make sure that he doesn't bleed to death. But that's not necessarily Shvichas Dom. But the Krushovka is a problem. Like we had the same Remeir, right? Go one line before the white lines. Remeir, oim afil achirim, oim dem agabam, zimnen matzli shakinu mashali Krushovka. So when Remeir said early Shvichas Dom, apparently that's what he meant, the Krushovka. So therefore, we have to now switch it around. Remeir, oim yuma kusiv alei oivik chavim, because chabtaka boira of the Shvichas Domim of the Krushovka. Why? Because like we said before, Rabbi Yehuda holds, as long as people oim dem al gaboy, I don't have to worry. Rabbi Yehuda will hold like the Chacham. But don't do a Kusi, because Kusi believes in that Avodah Zarah, and apparently part of the worship of the Avodah Zarah is to mala the children. So Chacham Moira, at the time that he's going to mala, he's going to have a zinin for the Avodah Zarah. Right, Timura, now that you've done this epic for some Rabbi Yehuda, Oivik Chum, Shaper Domi, you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda says Oivik Chum is okay. For time we have a price, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimim, and I let me the Oivik Chum, she psula. If you have a Goyisha doctor, a Goyisha moil who does a bris, that bris is worthless. Why is it possible? Shalem, it says the potter, the Ato es brisi tishmar. Ato is referring to Klal Yisrael. You have to worry about bris. This, of course, is a directive to Avram Avinu, but we don't just mean Avram Avinu, we mean Avram and all of his Einiklach Adayim Azeh. Ba'atas Brisi Tishmar. So you cannot allow for a Goyisha doctor, a Goyisha Moyel to do the bris. Don't switch it around. Leave it the way it was originally. You asked the Stira, Remeir on Remeir. Here Remeir said, a Goyisha Moyel, stay away from, because Mashvele Krus Shofcha. And here it says, you can take a goyish doctor to do the bris. And for the Malcham Mayaskina, he's not just a stomach doctor. Baroifei Mumcha, he was well known as the expert in his field. Look at the top Rashi, Baroifei Mumcha. Leimore Nafshe L'Shavya Krishavcha. If he makes one boo-boo like that, that he does a surgery on a gid, and Chas V'Shalom, he amputates part of the gid, his reputation is destroyed forever. No one will ever go back to this Baroifei Mumcha. Therefore, he is mirsis, he's afraid to lose his reputation. As long as he has a good reputation, he's a mumcha, everybody knows about it, then it's mutter. So, if you're talking about stam a goyisha moyel, or you're talking about a goyisha doctor in a rural community who has no reputation, make sure, stay away from that doctor, or stay away from that moyel, because chas v'shalom, mashvili krishofcha. But if he happens to be a famous Dr. Ronald Smith, who is advertised all over and everybody knows he's one of the greatest surgeons in the world, if he's going to go and make a Krish Shavcha, that would destroy his reputation. In such a case, you're allowed to take him to be the Maya. That we conclude to quote. I have good news for you. We're not finished with the whole sugya. Much more to go tomorrow. And remember, we have this last line, Va'atas Brisi Tishmar. And I believe that's the halacha l'maisa. You can have the best moil roife goy in the world, but he's not an atatis as brisi tishmar. But we can have other psukim like that in the Gemara. He moil yimoil. It's got dafka got to be a yid. Mitzvah to be continued in tomorrow's daf. Also, I'm glad that you're raising this issue. Brother Shai is asking whether what does Hatzolah do on Shabbat with Gentiles, and the answer is, if there is any way of an Eila, if they can go and do an excuse, which is a legally valid excuse, somehow or other to try to get away from having to do it, they try. But if they can't, and in 95% of the cases, there's no way that they can avoid it, in such a case, then yes, they do have to do it, and they have no choice. There's a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer about this, where the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer is about in Presburg, there was a block which was inhabited by Goyim, and there were other blocks that were inhabited by Yid. In other words, they didn't have a common neighborhood like we have today, but they were separate, a non-Jewish neighborhood and a Jewish neighborhood. And what happened was, there was a fire in the non-Jewish neighborhood on Shabbos Kodesh. And then they asked that everybody in town better come and help out because this fire was spreading and it could devastate the entire neighborhood. So the question is, yeah, but it's only a pikuach nefesh for the goyim or a loss of money, but nothing to do with the Jews. So how are you allowed to go and be mechal Shabbos? So some Zoyfe said, what happens if next week Chas v'Sholem is going to be the reverse? Is going to be a fire Chas v'Sholem in the Jewish neighborhood? What are all of the goyim going to say? When we had a fire, they didn't help us. So why should we go and help them? Therefore, that's a real Eva situation. And the answer is, because of that, you're even allowed to be Michal, not only Derabonim, even Michal Shabbos on Dereisis, to go and do a kibui, to go and put out the fire, because otherwise, they're not going to help out us. And that's the basis of the Heterim today, to help out the Goyim on Shabbos, because if we don't help them out, Hatzol is out of business in 5 minutes. Okay?